Welcome to the Aligned Mama Podcast. I'm Liz DeFinis, a mama to three incredible kids, wife, and an alignment coach. I have taken my background in occupational therapy and psychology and transformed it into a self-help platform just for you. Please join me for quick tips on integrating techniques into your life to create more space for peace and tranquility. Because, after all, finding and embracing joy is what life is all about. I look forward to serving you, and thanks for tuning in.
Hey there, Aligned Mama. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Aligned Mama Podcast. And today we're going to talk about seasons of life. Life is full of lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of different seasons. And, you know, in working with hundreds of clients, this is something that I definitely see my clients having a little bit of a challenging time with at times, right? Because a lot of times we've been taught in our lives that things are a certain way and this is how they're meant to be. And like, you know, we have expectations, right? We all come into life with expectations of how things are going to look and feel. You know, we go to events and we expect that that's going to be a certain way. We have kids and we think that's going to be a certain way. We're like, oh, when I have kids, I'm going to be this kind of mom. And I mean, look back, think about what kind of mom you thought you were going to be and ask yourself, are you really that kind of mom? I mean, in some ways you might be, right? But in a lot of ways, we're not. We've changed, we've evolved. It's just different than we thought. And so we get to look at our expectations in life and understand that, I mean, they kind of screw us over in a lot of cases. We have an expectation that things are going to look or feel a certain way. And when they don't, we feel feelings about it. It's okay to feel your feelings. I know we've talked about that. But also, the other side of feeling your feelings is this concept of understanding that we do have expectations and it's okay to have them. And it's okay for you to be looking at the seasons and to say like, okay, I have these expectations that this is what this season's going to be like and this is what that's going to be like. And then when it's not like that, we feel a feeling, okay? One of the things that I really experienced with this was friendships from my 20s. You know, I had these friends in my 20s and I just thought they were forever friendships. You know, I thought that I didn't really have a lot of friends from high school. So a lot of my friends that I made were in college. And so I really just like, I wanted to have these friends. I felt so connected to them. And I finally felt like I like found my people, you know, like I fit in and I found people that like understood me. And then it turned out that I didn't quite have like the friends that I thought I did, you know, and that's not really true. You know, I was hurt in my 20s. I was hurt when I had children and my friendships kind of like faded away. You know, they fell to the wayside and I don't know. I felt a little devastated by the fact that I didn't have friends the way that I thought that I was going to, you know, and I felt abandoned by them. I felt like they were judging me and it was unfair. I was kind of mad at the world about it for a little while. And what I've realized now, when I like look back on that, it's like that's just a season of life, you know? It's a season of life to be in my 20s and to go out and have a good time and party it up and do all the things, right? And then when I had kids, some of my friends were not in that place in their life yet. And so they were not, you know, going to quit the party scene. They were still going out and having a good time. And so when I couldn't go out with them anymore, and again, it's not that I couldn't, but it's that I chose not to, you know, I was a mom and I was busy and I was working full time and I had things to do. And, you know, I was just like, had things to do, things that were more important to me than going out and partying and drinking and having a good time in that kind of way. My idea of a good time had just changed. It evolved into something new, you know, and now it was involved, you know, playing with Legos and snuggling on the couch. It just looked different, right? And for anybody who's a mom, like, you get that. But if you're not a mom, you just don't. You just don't get it. You're like, I just don't understand even what this means, right? And so a lot of my 20-year-old friends started to fade away. And I felt a lot of feelings about that because, I don't know. I mean, some of these are friendships that, like, I thought I was going to have forever. You know, I had some best friends that, like, I just thought were going to be my best friend forever. And it was really painful to see them fall away. And I mean, truth be told, like, we all play parts in things. And was I giving my all in those relationships? Like, no, I mean, I wasn't giving my all either, you know? And so it was like, I wasn't giving my all, they stopped giving their all. And I mean, collectively, what happened is the friendship just dissipated, you know, it just ended. There was no fight. There was no, like, and this is kind of the thing that got me with this season in my life, was that I thought that, you know, friendships were friends unless we have this big, like, blowout fight, right? There was never any fight. We just stopped talking. And that to me was a little bit weird because I felt like there was, like, no closure. Like, for years, I was asking myself, like, what did I do wrong in this relationship? Like, how did I lose this person in my life? Like, why are all these people falling away from me in life? And, like, you know, what's the matter with me that I'm losing all of these people? But, like, the truth is, like, sometimes relationships are aligned to a certain point in our life and then they don't align anymore. And if I could have only known that back then, it would have saved me so much just hurt where, like, I, you know, felt like it was my fault, you know? When in all actuality, this is just a very normal cycle in life. Now, yes, there are some people that are friends. I mean, my husband has a group of friends that he's been friends with since, like, kindergarten. So I'm not saying that this is 100% like happens for everybody with their friends. But, you know, I mean, it is extremely common. And I really, really, really see it with girls for sure. And I think that people don't talk about it. People don't talk about it. So, like, you feel alone. You feel like there's something wrong with you because you're not friends with any of those people anymore. And, like, you know, it feels kind of isolating and alone. But the thing about seasons is that they are a season. They come and they go and they come and they go and they come and they go, right? And so it's that cycle of life. And what I've also noticed is that this same cycle and seasons of life come into parenthood. So when I'm looking at my kiddos, like, imagine that moment where you have a newborn baby, right? There's something about that newborn season that's just different. You know, it's filled with a lot of puke and a lot of no sleeping and a lot of, like, unnecessary stress, you know, heightened emotions, but also some kind of ease and flow, like a calmness, like a something so peaceful about a newborn when you pick them up and their little legs come up to their chest and their little butt sticks out, right? And you just want to, like, snuggle them and hold them and love them. And there's just something that changes inside of you when you have a newborn baby because you've never felt love like that before. It is unlike any other experience of love up to that point. And it's outside of your body. So it's scary and you're nervous and you don't want to mess up because they're so perfect and you're not perfect because you know you and you know you're not perfect, right? So it's a little scary to look at them and think, like, oh my gosh, I'm responsible for this beautiful little human being. And then they get a little older, right? And we enter into that, like, early toddler stage, like early, you know, somewhere between like 18 months and 2 years, up until about 3, right? And man, they are so cute, but they give you a run for your money. It's something in that stage, right? There's something there. And when I think to those stages, it's like, being a parent in each of those stages, I mean, we know the things that change for kids, right? They go from laying to sitting to, you know, crawling to walking, talking, and all the things, right? But think about how you change as a parent in each one of those seasons. And I mean, I have 3 kids, so I went through this 3 times, but it wasn't just the newborn to toddler to, you know, little kid phase. It was also watching sibling interactions and seeing the different seasons in life where they're so sweet and loving to one another, to where they want to kill one another, and understanding that, like, all of this is so normal. But now let's talk about seasons in life in a totally different way, okay? Because, yeah, I mean, our life with kids, it's changing all the time. You know, how much sleep we're getting, what time we're waking up in the morning, how we get ready. Do they go to daycare? Do they go to school? Are you homeschooling? Routines? All of the things are going to change as your kids change. You know, my kids get more autonomous every single day with their homeschool work. And so that requires less of me to be hands-on with them, you know? But then I get to choose other ways that I'm hands-on with them. It just changes. It's just different. But seasons in life also come into play when we're looking at, you know, what we have going on in our life collectively. And so as an entrepreneur running a business, you know, I definitely run in through the seasons of like different events that we have going on, right? So I just got back from Mexico. So, you know, that was the season of Mexico, where we're getting ready to go and then we're there. And, you know, just the immersive experience of serving clients in person for this high ticket luxury retreat. You know, being able to sit on the beaches with our feet in the sand and eating this delicious food from the homemade chef, like homemade guacamole for every meal. It's incredible, right? Absolutely incredible. And so that's a season, right? That's a season because I'm away from my kids and there's just all kinds of different feels that come with that, right? And also, it's knowing that when I'm in that kind of season, that the post-Mexico season is going to require some integration. It's going to require action taking. It's going to feel a little different than what it has felt like up to this point. And every time we have an in-person launch or we have an online launch. So, you know, we have different events that are going on where, you know, I'm running an event right now for Wonder Closers, which is all about being able to be a brand ambassador in the Wonder World brand and really just sharing how much it has transformed my life. And not just in the money that I've made, but the self-assurance that I've built with sales, right? Like I was terrified of sales. And now it's like I realize that I can close clients so easily because I'm just helping them. And so like this shift has transformed so much for me that I've actually closed over $300,000 in just 8 months because it just feels aligned and easy to know that I'm helping people each and every day by showing up as a brand ambassador, right? So I'm doing events around Wonder Closing. We have a pony party coming up and we have a retreat coming up soon after that, which is all exciting stuff, right? And so it's understanding that like I can watch the different seasons of the business and I can allow the seasons of the business and the ebb and flow in my own life as well, right? So, you know, I know that, you know, when I'm not in the middle of launch season, I'm spending maybe a little more time with the kids. We're, you know, doing a little bit more, going for walks. Maybe we're doing projects. Maybe we're going on trips and doing field trips and things like that. And, you know, when I'm in a launch kind of phase, maybe that means that, you know, I'm encouraging my kids to develop more autonomy and independence, right? I want them to develop a sense of interdependence and responsibility. And so then I'm helping them do that because I'm a little bit more hands-off. But I'm not just hands-off and like walking away. I'm hands-off and I'm empowering them to step more into being independent kiddos, right? So it's understanding the serve and the limit of all different seasons, but every season is not going to feel the same. You have your season of the kids in school and the season of kids on summer break. You have winter break in there, right? Those are different seasons. You have the season of kids in elementary school and kids in middle school. God, those are totally different seasons. Even kindergarten to like, let's say third or fourth grade, totally different seasons. And what they can do themselves and what that feels like, how much they're growing in that process, right? Now think about seasons of your relationship, right? When we are, you know, with our significant other, I mean, sometimes, you know, we're like madly in love and we like want to spend all the time together. And then there's those seasons where we're like, oh my God, I've had enough of you. Get the hell away. I'm good. Just leave me alone, right? And we want that degree of separation. I mean, my husband and I, we've been together for over 10 years. We've been married for 10 years, been together for 11. And it's, you know, I mean, it's different than the very first day that we met. And in some ways, we can still tap back into that new love kind of feeling. And in other ways, it's just a different kind of love, you know, seasons of love, seasons of life, knowing that it is normal. It is so important to normalize these different seasons. I've given you a bajillion different examples here. Can you look at your life right now and recognize where you have a season that you've been feeling a feeling about? It's okay to feel a feeling, but beating yourself up over things not being the way that you thought they were going to be, and you look at, again, back to that original word, expectations, your expectations of what it's going to be like really challenges the actual way that it is and how you feel about it. So after being married for 10 years, I expect my relationship to look a certain way. And if it doesn't, like, what is that really about, right? What am I going to do about that? Is it that my expectation was way off? Is it that I actually do still have that expectation and I'm still really upset that that's not happening? Is it that I'm in a relationship that's not aligned because it's not supporting my vision for how I want it to feel? Or maybe it's exactly how it's supposed to be. And it's actually exactly what I want. I just didn't know that I wanted it. So my expectation was a little bit off base. When we can take action and allow ourselves the space and the grace to really look around and say, ah, yeah, okay, I see that thing. This is what allows us to unlock the next level of where we're going. Life is not meant to stay the same. We do have expectations. And we got to understand a certain percentage of what happens in our life is not even going to happen within the realm of those expectations. It's actually going to require that we look outside of that. It's going to require that we are willing to say, oh, yeah, okay, I see that thing. I desire this. I desire this to get better, to get faster, to be different. But sometimes in those unexpected moments that come through when, you know, we expect something to look a certain way and the totally unexpected comes out, understand that sometimes those unexpected moments are exactly what you need to get to where you want to go. They're exactly what you needed to see and feel and acknowledge to unlock the next level in your life. Kids are going to grow. They're going to grow. They're going to leave home. They're going to love you. They're going to hate you. It's just part of it, right? It's the same as your friendships and even your relationship with your significant other. The ebb and the flow of the seasons, it's what brings the beauty. We can look at the season of autumn and say, oh my gosh, it's so sad, like all the leaves are dying, they're falling from the trees. But think about what it makes way for, right? Think about the new birth of spring when the flowers are pushing up through the ground, new leaves are being formed on the trees, and everything's starting to really just bloom and fill up with greens. Colorful life. In the winter, we have the beauty of the snow, the calm, quiet, serene. If you've ever been outside after it snowed, you walk outside and there's just no noise around you. It's like being in a void. It's so peaceful. When we let ourselves really immerse and be in those moments, the moments in between, that's what creates the opportunity to feel things like joy, fulfillment, peace, ease, flow. Understand that we don't have summer if we don't have spring and winter and fall. The way that we get to the next season is not by going around one. It's by being in them all, even the messy ones. Can you think of a messy season that you've had in your life? When you look back at your life and you're like, oh my God, my life has been crazy. Can you think of a messy season that you faced? I mean, I know I've definitely had quite a few. And some I just didn't know how I was going to see out of them, how I was going to get to the other side. One in particular when my husband was sick a couple years ago, you know, he had to have a bowel resection and major surgery. And it's just a very, very high stress time in our lives. He's in the hospital and I got the two boys. We're living down in Florida. We don't have any help. You know, there's nobody really there to support us. Surgery doesn't go as planned. He ends up with an infection. He comes home. He goes back into the hospital. We have home health nurses coming. Open wound that we're trying to take care of and heal. It was a nightmare. I look back on it now and I can see all of the different life lessons that I learned in those moments. I can see how much of that prepared me for having Liza and, you know, her having the stroke and seeing what happened to her in those moments and seeing what kind of person I showed up as in those moments and knowing that so much of that came from my husband and him being sick and becoming the person that could persevere through those moments of sickness because they were not pretty. And being able to really acknowledge that it never is. It never is pretty. There's always going to be the messy. It's part of life. It's part of living life. We can keep the mess out of our lives if we prevent ourselves from really immersing into life, into really living, into being around other people. We can protect our children by putting them in bubbles and not involving them in things. We protect ourselves by not being social, not putting ourselves out there, not going all in on that business idea that you have. Keeping yourself safe on the sideline because you never know what might happen. When you let yourself see how that safety that you're creating around you serves and also limits, it will unlock a new opportunity for you. Because we can't really hide from the seasons of life. All we do is push the pause button. But just like if we lived in a world where it was Christmas Day every single day, it wouldn't feel like Christmas anymore. When you hit pause on a season and you refuse to move through it, and you're trying to find the shortcut around it, you're going to cut some corners and find the easy way out. Understand that when you choose to be the person that goes through this season, you will unlock the next version of you on the other side. That's how we manifest what we want. That's how we become who we want to be. That's how we get to experience an array of different emotions, sadness and happiness, anger, joy, excitement, elation, guilt, shame. All of these emotions are vital to really being who you want to be. We look at them as good emotions and bad emotions, but the truth is, just like the seasons, there is no good or bad. They just are what they are. They want to be felt and you get to feel them. And when you allow yourself to flow through the different seasons of life, you begin to see everything in a little bit of a different light. When you think back to being a teenager, are you the person you thought you would be today? Probably not. But that's the beauty of it, is we don't always know what's best for us. Our expectations can guide us to make decisions, but we have free will and we have the power of manifestation inside of us. And we are aligning with more of what we desire each and every single day. Whatever you talk about, you are calling in more of the same. Choose to be the person that reflects on your life, that looks at the seasons of, you know, infant to toddler to little kid. Soak up the moments, make the memories, be present in each one of the seasons, even when it's uncomfortable. And know that you're not alone. We all feel alone in different seasons of our lives. We feel like everybody else is friends with everybody forever. Like, why am I losing all my friends? But that's not true. We energetically align with who aligns in our life, and those that don't will fade. And it is sad. And we get to mourn and grieve the loss of those friendships, of those connections, of those relationships. Because sometimes it's not friends. Sometimes it's family. But at the end of the day, when you are choosing to align with you and where you want to go and what you desire to have, the sky is the limit. So I challenge you to take this, to look back over the seasons of your life up to this point. I know that there's so many more seasons to come. Ask yourself, am I who I want to be? Am I where I want to be? How willing am I to dive into the next season? Do I know the next season's filled with a challenge and I haven't wanted to look at it? Be willing to look and just, you know, crack the door open a little bit, peek inside and see what's there. Because when you go through the cold of the winter, it makes way for the flow and the ease and the beauty of spring, which makes it possible for us to feel the warmth, the energy of summer, which allows us to really move into what we get to release in the fall, which brings us back into the beauty of the winter. So know who you are and how you're showing up and why you're showing up the way that you are. Soak it up, embrace it, bring it in, and allow yourself to really know that you are not alone in the uncomfortableness that comes with each one of these seasons. You're not failing as a mom. You're not failing as a person. You're not failing as an entrepreneur. You get to reflect. You get to look at what you've learned in this season, and you get to take that lesson with you into the next one again and again and again. And I assure you, the uncomfortableness will always be there, but it will get easier. Thank you, Align Mama, for tuning into this week's episode of the Align Mama podcast. I'll see you next week.
You have been listening to the Aligned Mama podcast. Thank you for tuning in. For more tips on aligning your life for optimized balance, go to lizdefinis.com. Don't forget to hit subscribe, and I will chat with you again real soon.